center in a residential area in Chengdu City has aroused heated debate. According to Chengdu Commercial Daily, a residential community in Shuangliu District put up several banners saying dogs are not allowed in the community and those households with such pets, please handle it before November the 23rd. Yeah. Or relevant departments will carry out measures of enforcement.
Yeah.
Yes, so let's talk about who gets to put these banners up in a residential community.
Yeah, so I guess it's the property management company that did it, but they did it due to the demand of a resident's community. I guess the director of the property management company, Lin Jun, said that they had to do it because they were receiving 4 to 5 complaints a day of from dogs that lived in this community. So Lin Jun told reporters as well, the community contained some 9,000 households, mm-hmm. so a lot. And this decision was settled on November 2nd with support from 70% of residents. So here's what I'll say. Something was going on here that affected most of the people. So on paper, there is a problem, and it's affecting most of the people, so something does need to be done. But let's talk about how this was done. As I understand, the kind of message that and tone that was given went something like this. These 2 weeks, we have seen some positive changes take... Well, this is after the banner came up. Apologies. Mm-hmm. So after, this is the statement that was said. These 2 weeks, we have seen some positive changes taking place in the residential area. Over 2/3 of the dogs' owners have leashed their pets and improved their behaviors. We also consulted a police station and being noticed that currently there's no law prohibiting residential property owners from raising their own dogs. Therefore, I guess if they do continue to like have dogs or not taking care of their dogs in certain ways, I think... what they had said as well, too, though, and I find unacceptable, is they'll take coercive or violent measures.
Well, it was a threat, but yeah. They had no legal ground to actually take any coercive or violent measures.
Yeah. So, but regardless, okay, so the thing is, this is a problem, because I want to read kind of an excerpt from one of the residents that lived there. I'm really afraid of dogs, especially the large ones, said a resident in this area. Many dog owners never leash their dogs. They insist their pets are lovely and cute and won't bite me. I'm really scared, but they don't care about me. Maybe this is, you know, one of these people living in this place that is deathly frightened, or maybe there's many. As I understand, in this specific scenario as well, people were saying, like, there was fecal matter on the ground, mm-hmm. and it smelt in the corridors of the building, so it was always very stinky, and just dogs kind of roaming around without any leash, just doing whatever they kind of choose. So I agree something needs to be done, but what right does this community, this property management company, have in releasing a statement saying, we're going to take violent measures if you don't do something, where legally they can't tell these property owners they can't raise dogs.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have a mandate, having gained the consensus from 70% of the residents?
I mean, okay, 70% of the residents doesn't mean you can take violent actions. I'm pretty sure the law prohibits vigilantism, so you can't just dress up in your Batman costume and go around fighting crime just because 70% of people you asked to sign a survey said, Lai Ming can save us. Put on a Batman suit, Lai Ming, and fight crime, you know. Just because of that doesn't mean you're above certain things in the law. The fact of the matter is, they cannot legally stop me from owning a dog. And so what they go further on to do is, okay, we can't legally stop you, Lai Ming, from owning a dog, but get a dog and see what happens, buddy. And that is not a way to solve this problem. There's better ways. And in fact, we have cities that show us better ways. Like in 2009, Chengdu, capital of southwestern China, Sichuan Province, instituted a one-dog policy in the downtown area and environments of, I guess, the city. And so people, you know, they could only have one dog. You know, people weren't buying a bunch of dogs. Other regulations said people had to register their dog in, I guess in Qingdao, people had to register their dog. This is another great regulation. And on top of registering your dog, you had to pay 400 yuan. So this makes people really want a dog, you know, and maybe these people have money. Maybe they're going to be responsible because of all the hoops they have to jump through to have this.
Yeah, this is all very grassroots, to some extent, democratic governance coming from the property management company that claims that they've collected a certain amount of public opinion from the residential community. I see that there is that number, percentage, 70% of those saying consent. They want the dogs to be removed if possible. But what about the 30% of people? That is still quite a big number. I mean, here, if we're only looking at majority opinion and, well, again, we're looking at possibly the tyranny of the majority.
Well, in this residence community, you know, that's the 30% that do want to keep the dogs, that do want to have dogs. But also here in China, just overall, estimates say there were about 100 million registered pets in China in 2015, and dogs accounted for 62%. So out of pet owners, most people choose dogs, so they are a big portion of people that are owning pets here in China. So maybe some areas they're the 30%, others they might be higher percentages, right? Here's why I think violent, when you say violent in a statement as a residential property management company, which you should be professional and not say something like that. You should also know your confines within the law of what you can say. That A, really scares me, and B, maybe they're going to do something like what happened in Jiangmen, which was really unsuccessful. Okay, so Jiangmen in 2011, it's a southern city in Guangdong province, banned residents in its downtown areas from keeping dogs altogether. And they announced that if any dogs were found in these restricted areas or whatnot, they would be captured and killed. Mm. Now, keep in mind, we've talked in the past, many people feel dogs are part of their family.
Yeah.
So you're capturing part of their family, then you're killing it. This sparked heated debate, and within 9 days, the ban was canceled.
Mm-hmm. What I want to talk about is due process. I mean, what is law but a set of rules that agreed by a group of people to govern themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this case, this residential community obviously is a community, and there's obviously is 70% of the residents who agreed to just could the dogs unleash. I mean, laws, I mean, they have legal basis, but they also enforceable. They sometimes promise violence or coercion. Well, I don't see this mandate as any different from laws.
I mean, so you're saying that it is like a law, but because of the percentage of people that want it, it should be a law on a more local residential level.
Yeah, at least it should be able to represent a message. Like 70% people have voted to not welcome dogs in the residential community.
I see what you're saying.
You want to own a dog. Obviously, you're not welcoming this community. Well, you could look for a different apartment.
I see what you're saying here, but let's try to make more people happy here. Maybe 70%, that's such a strong percentage because people aren't taking care of their dogs or being responsible about having their dogs. Maybe these people aren't dog haters. They just, in this community, really have hated the way certain people who have had dogs have been irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't mean the dogs or just having a dog or a responsible dog owner wouldn't make people happy. That wouldn't be fine. So in which case, let's try to solve the problem so every party's happy and say, hey, listen, you know, there'll be punitive measures if we find your dog without a leash. If we find you or residents in the community, Liming, maybe you're the 70%, we say, Liming, if you see somebody that's not picking up after their dog goes to the bathroom, I want you to, you know, take a picture or log it or something, and we'll find that person. Put in place these so people who are good dog owners can keep the dogs.
You make a good point.
Because what about those people?
Yes, and returning to the topic due process, I think laws, when they no longer fit the certain realities, they get repealed. In this case, although 70% of residents have voted not to welcome dogs in the community, well, but given the opinions you just mentioned, that maybe there's a way for them to appeal that rule that they've just come up with.
That's interesting, because certainly when we see that when you if you check out the pictures online, it's once you enter this residential community, the first thing you see is the banner. So I think this is public space of the community. And then certainly for those who make such a decision, I do wonder it's overriding the rights of maybe the minority when their decision should also matter and should not be overruled.
Well, if you look at Western democracy, Western elections, well, look at especially the turnout. It's a very low percentage of turnout, sometimes 40%. I mean, and then out of this 40%, a majority of people voted for a certain president. But in actual fact, maybe those voting for this winning president isn't necessarily the majority.
I think here we just, you know, the minority of good dog owners that do deserve the right to have a dog, we should try to find a way to make the 70% say, okay, if you guys do this, you can have dogs. And then through the measures that are taken, the people that are irresponsible, they lose their dogs. And then the people that are responsible, that do want to have dogs, they get dogs. And so in which case, everybody's happy. And I think this should be the goal, whether or not how democracy works or whatever. This sounds like it's the win-win.
And certainly one thing we can agree here is that, yes, Chinese cities are wrestling with that problem. That is, we like people to have their pets.
But clean up after them.
Yes, please. Yeah. Oh. Keep them clean so that we don't step on such feces when we're just walking
around.
But
I heard some people think that's good luck, so.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, that is discussion for a different topic. Yes, you're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Lai Ming.